Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Second date update.
I think there's a time in everyone's life, usually it's somewhere in your 20s, where you're having a good time, you're carefree, the possibilities are endless.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
And then, all of a sudden, it happens. Your best friend gets engaged.
No!
Oh, yay!
And you're like, oh, wait a second.
No.
The party's about to be over.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I got to find somebody. It's like dating musical chairs now. And if you don't move quickly, you're going to be left with just a spot on the floor all by yourself.
Don't give people that type of anxiety,
that's
Jeffrey.
That's what I'm saying. You got to move fast. And that's kind of where one of our listeners, Marianne, found herself a few months back.
Ooh.
And she said it changed the way that she thought about dating.
Oh, man.
So, Marianne, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
It's in her name.
Yeah, yeah, Mary.
Yeah.
So, Marianne, tell us about your dating life. What's going on?
You know, it's been fine and normal and good. I've been trying, though, to meet a guy for a while. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your requirements are different now, is kind of what Jeff is alluding to. You're looking for something more.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking for my soulmate now.
No pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, gosh, I guess this phase of life is here. It like made this alarm go off inside me, you know, like, what have I been doing? You know, just turn around and
okay.
I can't be single by myself when everybody else is getting married.
Well, don't feel peer pressured into finding your soulmate, but
I found getting into peer pressure is a good thing always. So
it's not.
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
How have you tried to pursue a soulmate now? What strategy are you using?
Most recently, I did speed dating.
Old school, in person, like at a bar or something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so this one was interesting because it was Lego speed dating, actually.
What does that mean?
So what you do is you meet and there's like a place with a bunch of tables and then there are Lego pieces on each table.
Uh-huh.
And they start that timer and you sit down and then the person across from you, you guys are talking, but you create something from the Lego while you are talking.
Oh,
that's so it's like you don't have to have like uncomfortable eye contact. Like there's something else to do.
It's like a big fidget table.
I'd be too distracted. I'd be like, I made an airplane. It's crashing.
But it sounds like you're supposed to build something together.
Yeah.
Like it's like you're teaming up to make
something. I didn't
think
of that. Okay.
That's cool. That's like then, a metaphor for your relationship.
Right. Also kind of an innuendo there. How the pieces fit together.
I don't know if everybody would think that way, Brooke, but it's good to know how you see speed dating.
How many people are fighting? Like, no, we need this piece. Like, no, that's not goes there.
Well, then you know you're not a good match.
Okay.
So how did it go with the Lego building?
I thought it went fantastic.
Really? Okay. Did you meet someone?
Well, when I sat down across from Steve.
Steve,
we
okay.
decided that we would build Harry Potter's wand.
Yay! Oh. Awesome!
What is it, just like one giant stack of Legos?
Are there no Legos? How are you doing that?
There are no. circular Legos.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And wands come in many shapes and sizes. There's all kinds of wands. It's not just one long stick.
So basically, he's like a dorky Harry Potter head like you are, which is also another common interest, it sounds like.
100%. We were like, oh, we totally speak the same language. We have the same interests here.
Cool.
And it was going better than I ever could have hoped. And then I was like, okay, we have 30 seconds left. They let you know when your time is wrapping up. And I was like, what spell should we cast? And I was totally just being ridiculous. And he was like, well, I'm going to cast a love spell on you to put your number in my phone so we can go on a real date.
Oh, that's cute.
Is that romantic?
So
if they're both into Harry Potter.
And they sat down to a big pile of brown Legos, it sounds like to me.
It was smart and clever and cute, right? Yeah. And he was like playing along. And so we did. A week later, we went out and we just went to a ping pong bar and goofed around and played ping pong and drank and kissed. And it was kissed.
Oh, whoa. Back up.
I mean, it was perfect. I felt like I had this strong connection with him, and we were talking about the future and our dreams in mind.
Well, that's what happens when you get a love spell cast on you.
Maybe the spell wore off, that's why he's not calling
her
back. Dude, that's crazy, though. Yeah. It's like you put out into the universe that you wanted to meet your soulmate, and it felt like the universe was kind of delivering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I mean, here's the deal. I've been on a lot of dates, okay? And I have met a wide variety of people, but I honestly feel like Steve might be my soulmate.
Whoa.
Wow. After one date.
And a Lego building. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
They warn you about that when you build Legos together.
Then why would he not be calling you back?
I have no idea. It just felt like everything clicked so well and we were laughing and the chemistry was good. And I'm not really sure what happened.
There's no red flags at all.
But that's kind of a red flag in itself.
Exactly,
that there's
Jeff.
No red flags?
Yeah. There's usually
too good
something.
To be true.
That might be what it is. In fact, if I was doing speed dating with the Legos, I would build a red flag.
Oh. That's actually nice.
Just
clever.
To let them know.
Yeah, that you are a walking red
yeah,
flag.
Exactly.
Okay.
Date at your own risk. But we're going to call Steve here, and we're going to ask him if he sees you two as soulmates the same way that you guys do.
Can we save that for like the second question?
Yeah.
No.
Pretty intense.
All right. Okay. Maybe we'll ask how he's doing today, and then we'll ask if he's soulmate.
Jeffrey's the red flag of our group.
Yeah,
that's
right. We can see why.
We're going to do it with your second date update next.
Second date update.
Brooke, do you remember the exact moment you first fell in love with your husband?
Aw, Brooke.
Gosh, I remember the first time I saw him, for sure.
But when you fell in love...
I mean, it takes time, and I don't think it happens in one
instant. Still hasn't
happened yet. Oh, yeah. My husband can tell you the exact moment he knew that he loved me.
What was it? Will you speak for him?
Oh, no. Yeah, we were on top of a volcano.
What the heck?
Yeah. True story.
No way.
And
life flashed before his eyes.
We weren't very well prepared. We had just gone and thought we were going hiking. And
Oh my goodness.
Okay, he was having a heat stroke. He wasn't falling
was
in love with you, bro.
It was very cold, actually.
Okay.
The opposite.
He was dying.
I'm just saying, that special moment looks different for everyone. And for Marianne, our listener, that moment happened when her speed date, Steve, picked up some Legos and built her a Harry Potter wand and cast a love spell.
It's really cute.
Yeah. But after they went out to a bar, love spell seems to have worn off a little bit, so we're going to try and reactivate it here with a second date update.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was it that you saw him, Steve?
It's been a week since I've heard of him, or heard from him. And,
and just nothing? He hasn't texted you back at all?
No, he just disappeared.
Okay.
Wow.
That wouldn't have happened if your date was on a volcano.
Maybe he was actually Cinderella. He turned into a pumpkin.
Oh.
No, Harry Potter, he has the invisibility cloak on.
That's what it is. Is there a lost shoe involved?
Okay. Yeah. All this talk of magic and eruptions and volcanoes.
Yeah.
It's got me wanting to call. Yeah.
No wonder I haven't found love.
Turning
it sounds made up. Mythic.
We better just call Steve before it gets too steamy in here. Are you ready, Marianne?
I am.
All right, let's do this. I'm dialing his number right now.
Hey, hello.
Hey, is this Steve?
Yes, speaking. Who's this?
Hey, Steve. It's your lucky day. You're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You got a second right now?
Yeah. What's up?
We're calling because we got your number from one of our listeners named Marianne.
Okay.
She's a woman that you met at speed dating and went out with once.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So she asked you to call me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you surprised by that?
No, I guess I'm not surprised by that. I'm surprised it's happening. I'm not surprised that she would do that, I guess.
Well, you don't have to sound nervous. It's supposed to be a good thing. It means that she had a really good time with you.
And she had a great time with you.
Yeah. Yes. I gathered that. Yes.
You did.
Well, that's good. Did you have a good time?
Honestly, I did. She was very fun to talk to. Uh-huh. It just started getting a little weird towards the end.
It sounds like you're choosing your words like super carefully right now.
I don't dislike this. It just was a little too unusual for me.
Okay.
Unusual.
Is this before or after you kissed her? Because we heard there was kissing involved at the bar.
I would say it definitely got the weirdness spiked after that.
Why?
What happened?
Is it something she said? What?
So she was pretty openly talking about the idea of soulmates.
Uh-huh. Was that too much?
She said that to you?
Yes.
But she was just talking about it as like a big idea, right? Like not you're my soulmate.
She opened it like that. And then she was like, you know, I think you might be one of my soulmates.
Whoa.
Wait, what? And then one of? Isn't there only one soulmate?
Nah, you can have more.
Yeah.
No, that's Wait. The point. It's not soulmates, it's soulmate.
So that's exactly what I said. And she was like, yeah, well, you know, everyone has three soulmates.
Three?
Three.
I didn't know that.
Brooke, this is good news for you and your marriage.
Hey.
No, I can see that, though. It's like your best friend, your sister. No?
You want to bring your sister as your soulmate?
No, but I think soulmate isn't a sexual thing. Yeah. Soulmate is just someone who you're, like, connected with in this beyond any other relationship type of way.
Like my PlayStation's my soulmate.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's kind of how we are understanding it. But, Steve, how were you understanding what Marianne was telling you?
Oh, I mean, what you guys are talking about sounds great. That sounds very reasonable. That is not what I was presented with. To her, it's like a thing where you have a past soulmate, a present soulmate, and a future soulmate. And these are all romantic.
You have three.
God, you got to find three of them in your life that you also want to make out with?
Finding one is hard enough as it is.
I can't even find a soul friend, let alone a mate.
But I don't get it.
Just a little too absurd to me, this idea of, like, boyfriends of past, present, and future.
Hey, I have something to say.
Oh.
Hey, Steve, sorry, that's Marianne. What? She's been listening on the other line and clearly wants to talk to you. Usually they wait till we
call
them in.
It's like the ghost of Christmas past.
Oh.
But...
yeah.
Oh, wow. Were you going to tell me that?
I think I just did.
We were.
Okay. Yes. Hi, Marianne.
Marianne, you had something to say?
Hi, Steve. You sound really confused, and I feel like maybe I just didn't do a very good job of explaining it.
Oh.
You know, because it's like this for everyone. It's just a rule of the universe, right? So you have three soulmates. You have a past soulmate and a present soulmate and a future soulmate. Those are the three soulmates that you find in your life, right?
So which soulmate is Steve?
What number?
Okay, right, so he, I'm pretty sure, is my present soulmate, right? My past, my high school boyfriend, that was my past soulmate.
He sucked.
Steve, I really think, has the possibility to be my present soulmate.
Yeah, but that kind of indicates to him that he's going to get dumped for another dude along the way.
Well, like a placeholder.
It's better to have a small part of Marianne than none at all.
That's very romantic.
I would agree with that, sure. But look, like, it's not me. Like, I'm not making this up, right? This is like a law of the universe.
Huh.
Okay. Steve, how does that make you feel?
Wow.
Thinking that you could possibly be her present soulmate.
Well, if I'm the present soulmate and then suddenly there's a future soulmate, then with that future soulmate, then that's your present soulmate and then I'm your past soulmate. So the whole system falls apart really fast.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it should be on a numbering system.
Yeah.
I agree. One, two, three.
Wouldn't you rather just not click that deep and just be like a date?
Yeah.
Like,
the thing is,
I've already had my first soulmate. I can't have another first. And I'm fairly certain, like, it really feels like you will be the second. And then if you're lucky, right? Like, if everything goes well, then I wouldn't even find my future soulmate until after you are dead.
Oh,
bro. Oh, wow.
You just have to die, bro.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Let's get on that. It's the most romantic sentence that's ever been uttered on this show.
I mean, wouldn't you want me to find somebody after you die?
What are you talking about? We're not even together yet. What are you talking about meeting someone after I die?
Oh, that's a good point. You aren't together yet until we send you out on your soulmate journey.
The present. Yeah.
And we'll pay for you guys to make it official as present soulmates to each other.
Oh, God.
We'll pay for it. Maybe soulmate is a little bit strong here. We'll send you out on another date. How does that sound?
A lot better.
And then you can figure out if the soulmate thing is real or not.
We'll call it a soul date.
I like that.
I mean, given that you did have a good time with her, she's got some kooky ideas, but she likes you. You guys had a great time, Steve.
No, it is not kooky. It is the rule of three soulmates. Like, everybody follows it.
Okay.
Wow.
Did that convince you to go out with her this time, Steve?
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to find out what other rules of life there are that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
I will say it does explain the divorce rate.
Yeah.
I mean,
people are just going to their future soulmates.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Wait a second. Steve, since you said no to the date, does that now make Marianne your past soulmate? So that means you only have two more to go till you find your forever lady.
And does it mean that Marianne only gets one?
Maybe.
Because she said he was her soulmate.
Yeah.
Well, when you started talking about this, you know, more and more information sort of came to me, and the energy was just not what I thought it was, and I just canceled you in my mind.
You can just cancel. Unsubscribed
from the soulmate.
Oh, this guy? Yeah, that's my ex-soulmate.
I kind of like these universe rules. Very flexible.
Yeah, me too.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, it's funny, that girl mentioned that she had a past, present, and future soulmate.
Is
somewhere in the world.
I don't know if I got the funny in it.
Well,
but yeah, sure.
It's just funny because I remember when we did a live broadcast from Vegas, and I walked into one of the hotel rooms and I met all three of Jose's soulmates all at once.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I remember that night.
Was that their names?
They remember their names.
Yeah. I doubt it. Yeah.
I mean, it just goes to show that everybody's got a little bit of a different take on what love means and what love is.
Yeah.
And how much you have to pay love.
That, you
if
know,
you're
exactly.
Jose.
Hey, sometimes there's a 3-for-1 deal on the strip, okay?
But, you know, your soulmate might be different than your forever person, who might be different than the one, who might be different than the love of your life.
Oh man, I haven't met any of them.
It's not the same.
Those are all different meanings.
Oh, my God.
Love is hard, and we're here to help you with that hard love.
I don't think we should go with that phrase.
Yeah, the way I said it was
kinda
weird.
How did you help me in Vegas?
I don't know.
Nope, not like that.
That's not going to be the tagline, boys.
Dating can be difficult, and if you want to get a little help, email the show. We'll call the person who isn't calling you back. You can check out all the Second Date podcasts up online at brookeandjeffrey.com.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.